Mass. While the priest is approaching the altar, there to offer up the holy sacrifice, the church opens her chants by this beautiful one, which so well expresses her confidence as the beloved bride of Jesus. Let us repeat it together with her, and let the heart be in harmony with our voice, for the Savior comes to each of us in proportion to the earnestness of our longing for him. Introit. To thee have I lifted up my soul. In thee, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed, neither let my enemies laugh at me, for none of them that wait on thee shall be confounded. Show, O Lord, thy ways to me, and teach me thy paths. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. After the Kyrie eleison, the priest embodies in the following prayers, called on that account the collects, all the desires and petitions of the Church for this first Sunday. Collect. Exert, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy power and come, that by thy protection we may be freed from the imminent dangers of our sins and be saved by thy mercy. It is right that we should also beg, during this holy season, the all-powerful mediation of her, who at first was the sole depositary of the great secret which was to give life to the world. Let us then say with the priest, in honor of the Blessed Virgin, O God, who wast pleased that thy word, when the angel delivered his message, should take flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, give ear to our humble petitions, and grant that we who believe her to be truly the Mother of God may be helped by her prayers. To this is immediately added one of the following prayers. Against the persecutors of the Church. Mercifully hear, we beseech thee, O Lord, the prayers of the Church, that all oppositions and errors being removed, she may serve thee with a secure liberty. For the Pope. O God, the pastor and ruler of all the faithful, look down in thy mercy on thy servant whom thou hast appointed pastor over thy church, and grant, we beseech thee, that both by word and example he may edify all those that are under his charge, and with the flock entrusted to him, arrive at length at eternal happiness. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 13. Brethren, know that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is past, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior, then, who is coming to us, is the clothing which we are to put on over our spiritual nakedness. Here let us admire the goodness of our God, who, remembering that man hid himself after his sin because he was naked, vouchsafes himself to become man's clothing, and to cover with the robe of his divinity the misery of human nature. Let us, therefore, be on the watch for the day and the hour when he will come to us, and take precautions against the drowsiness which comes of custom and self-indulgence. The light will soon appear. May its first rays be witness of our innocence, or at least of our repentance. If our Savior is coming to put over our sins a covering which is to hide them forever, the least that we on our part can do is to retain no further affection for those sins, else it will be said of us that we refused our salvation. The last words of this epistle are those which caught the eye of St. Augustine, when after a long resistance to the grace which pressed him to give himself to God, he resolved to obey the voice which said to him, "Tole lege," take and read. They decided his conversion. He immediately resolved to abandon the worldly life he had hitherto led, and to put on Christ Jesus. Let us begin this very day and imitate this saint. Let us long for that dear and glorious clothing with which the mercy of our Heavenly Father is so soon to cover us. And let us say with the Church these touching words, which we cannot repeat too often during this time of the year. Gradual. None of them that wait on thee shall be confounded, O Lord. Show, O Lord, thy ways to me, and teach me thy paths. Alleluia, alleluia. Show us, O Lord, thy mercy, and grant us thy salvation. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves, men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of the heavens shall be moved, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a similitude. "See the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Thou art to come then, O Jesus, in all the terror of the last judgment, and when men least expect thee. In a few days, thou art coming to us to clothe our misery with the garment of thy mercy, a garment of glory and immortality to us. But thou art to come again on a future day, and in such dread majesty that men will wither away with fear. O my Savior, condemn me not on that day of the world's destruction. Visit me now in thy love and mercy. I am resolved to prepare my soul. I desire that thou shouldst come and be born within me, so that when the convulsions of nature warn me of thy coming to judge me, I may lift up my head, as thou biddest thy faithful disciples do, who, when the rest of men shall tremble at the thunder of thy judgment, will have confidence in thee, because they have thee in their hearts. During the offering of the bread and wine, the Church, with her look steadfastly fixed on him who is to come, keeps to her sweet canticle. Offertory. To thee, O Lord, have I lifted up my soul. In thee, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed, neither let my enemies laugh at me, for none of them that wait on thee shall be confounded. After the oblation, she silently presents to God the petitions of all her children by the following prayers. The Secrets. Grant, O Lord, that these sacred mysteries may cleanse us by their powerful virtue, and bring us with greater purity to Him, who was the author and institutor of them. Of the Blessed Virgin. Strengthen, we beseech thee, O Lord, in our souls the mysteries of the true faith, that we who confess him that was conceived of a virgin to be true God and true man, may, by the power of his saving resurrection, deserve to come to eternal joys. Against the persecutors of the church. Protect us, O Lord, while we assist at thy sacred mysteries, that being employed in acts of religion, we may serve thee both in body and mind. For the Pope. Be appeased, O Lord, with the offering we have made, and cease not to protect thy servant whom thou hast been pleased to appoint pastor over thy church. After the communion of the priest and people, the choir sings these beautiful words of David, in praise of the sweetness of the divine fruit, whom our earth is going to bring forth, and who has just given himself, by anticipation, to his faithful servants. This earth, which is ours, and which, as the prophet Isaiah says, opens and buds forth the Savior, is the Blessed Virgin Mary, made fruitful by the dew of heaven. Communion. The Lord will give his goodness, and our earth shall yield her fruit. Then follow the concluding prayers of thanksgiving. Post-communion. May we receive, O Lord, thy mercy in the midst of thy temple, that with due honor we may prepare for the approaching solemnity of our reparation. Of the Blessed Virgin. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Against the persecutors of the church. We beseech thee, O Lord our God, not to leave exposed to the dangers of human life those whom thou hast permitted to partake of these divine mysteries. For the Pope. May the participation of this divine sacrament protect us, we beseech thee, O Lord, and always procure safety and defense to thy servant, whom thou hast appointed pastor over thy church, together with the flock committed to his charge.